This is a very, very unfortunate incident, and it's a very sad reflection on the performance of our security agencies. This is a politician, a certain member of parliament, who is campaigning for re-election and was returning from this campaign in the middle of the night. I think the minimum that could have happened would have been to get some police escort for him to go to his house, his city. This didn't happen. And so some rogue armed robbers were able to lay hands on him and take out his life barely 2 months before the election. This is a very, very sad incident.
Dr. Jonah, some people are reading political meanings into this, especially when they argue that members of parliament are supposed to be provided with protection to prevent such occurrences. What do you say to that?
No, I do not suspect any political angle to this. He's a member of the ruling party. So if anything at all, in African politics, he will be better entitled to this protection than other MPs. This is just a sheer inefficiency on the part of the security agencies. So an MP who has gone on a campaign and is coming home that late in the night, some police escort would have been useful. I don't think there is any political angle to this.
So under these circumstances, what should the security agency, perhaps the police, should be doing about this? Because I understand a lot of people, including the president, are demanding investigation, immediate investigation into this.
They should not only apprehend the perpetrators of this heinous act, but they should also take steps to ensure that it doesn't happen again, meaning that every sitting member of parliament who is campaigning, every major politician who is campaigning, first of all, should be given the right advice on security, that you cannot stay so late in your campaign. You know, so you're coming home at 1 a.m. after campaign, officially, legally, campaigns are supposed to end at 6 p.m. So they should be given proper advice on the rules and regulations governing campaigning. Second, they should be given adequate protection. If it so happens that after campaign, you have to go to your destination, your home, very, very late, they should make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. And some people are even asking for the head of national security to be fired because of a number of incidents that have happened. But I think this is very, very bad. They should make sure, not only investigate and bring the people to book, but they should also make sure that this kind of thing does not happen again. All members of parliament who are in the field should be given adequate protection and presidential candidates as well.
Dr. Jonah, some Ghanaians have expressed concern about security in the country, because during the voter registration process, there were other incidents in the voter region. This has come up, and other security concerns. Do you think the security agencies are up for the job, looking at the fact that Ghanaians go to the polls on December 7th?
Yeah, this is a major concern for civil society organizations. We are less than 2 months away from elections, and the security situation in the country seems to be out of control. Many incidents have happened during the voter registration exercise, from in the voter region, from secessionist forces were able to block a major highway in broad daylight, not in the night, in broad daylight. And it took a very long time before the security agencies responded. There's something wrong, and we need to come to grips with this problem.